How can you continue on your journey, create the changes that need to be made, making your contribution, everybody feeling it's not big enough, some people rather content with it, all willing, some observing, it's all right. But you're not ready to give up. You're not ready for it to be over. Not even the ones who say, hey, I'm ready, boy, I'm really tired of riding, Dharma. No. You ones aren't ready. That's not what you came for. And there's not a one in this room that's ready to just say, okay, let's all close our eyes and whisk away. You're not through yet with this expression. And you know, at some level, as creator, you can turn even a planet this dark into radiance if you're given long enough and you don't go astray. And then I see the little flicker of lights come on and say, oh my goodness. Hey, once or twice, but you're talking a long time, Dad. Well, why didn't you do it right before? And couldn't you do it right this time? Well, you're not through this time. And who says you're not doing it right? But you're up against the massive changes of the electrical cycle. You're going to suck back to God now. He's breathed you out. And as with every cycle, it's pull to pull. You've got to come back now. Or go back, depending on your vantage point. But it's an exciting journey. You look around the world and you see pain, agony, misery, boredom. Count your blessings in this room. Regardless of what you feel you do not have, you have it all. You have absolutely all. Not just what you need. You have it all. You just don't know it. I wouldn't even ask you to go into this blithering, silly little world that says, oh, today is perfect. Today is not perfect. There are some heinous, heinous things going on today. But you can say within yourself, it's okay. I'll change what I can according to what I know is goodness. And somehow, Father, I'll be able to accept and grow through that I can't touch. Knowing full well, Dad, that if I did it right, starting with me is enough. If every souled being, Father, came into perfection, would the world be perfection? No. Because there are more non-functioning souled beings than there are souled beings. But you can jolly well know that if all soul beings move toward light and God and goodness, there is no power greater. There is no power greater. And whether we enjoy the role or not, we are the leaders. And sometimes you're treated very badly. I mean, for after all, being an important leader. You have to know what the other one is looking for. And you also have to know. And I appreciate Commander Grice for this. If you are catching flack, you must be on target. And we are on target. And I will supply your flak jacket. And I would suggest, since you're the middle of the target, that you do not linger long on your assets. A stationary target is the easiest to hit. We must keep going. And maybe if we do, and we do our job, by the time you really are lined up in front of the firing squad, literally, the bullet will pass right through you. Just like it would through a light beam. There are no weapons, none, that can destroy the light of God. And there is no darkness black enough that if you light the spark and kindled the flame of God, it cannot be abolished. One spark of light in the dark, it is no longer dark. You may not be able to see very well, the adversary is trying to put out the light. That is called hell. People without direction, in ignorance, blind, and separate from God. That is the definition of hell. In separation from God, and it's recognized as darkness. Light is knowing. Hell is being in ignorance without light. It's a heavy trip, but it's what you came for. And I can talk about the Khazarians and why they write you up in the newspaper, and which newspaper, and how do we get Gunther out of this country. And those are interesting things, but that's not why you're gathered. You're willing to put up with that if it gets the job done and people awake, but this is why you're here. And this is why they cannot bear you being here. This is why they want to plaster labels on you. And they want to ridicule, and they want to pull you down, and they want to stamp you, because it's the only way they can express their power. Because they are helpless in your presence. (Clears throat) they claim to feel sorry for you in your blindness. Their souls are crying out for what you have. The nice thing is they can have it too. But the majority will not accept it. And there's no magic. There's only reality. And you think, well, I don't want to move into reality. The illusion's pretty bad. And you say it's a mirror image. If you create perfection, then that's the image you will experience. So let's get on with reality. And let's go have a happy Father's Day. I cherish you. I am pleased to be called your father. Salud.